USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
21 states are seeing a rise in new coronavirus infections as more transmissible variants of the virus are quickly spreading. According to health officials, as much as 30% of the country's infections are from the strain first identified in the United Kingdom. Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed sees a correlation between areas experiencing a rise in cases and the spread of those new variants. The former health commissioner for Detroit tells CNN that the variants are another reason to slow down the speed of states reopening.
Where we are seeing spreading across the United States is almost always in states that have one variant of concern or another, whether it's B117 here in Michigan or in Florida, or the B1526 in the New York and New Jersey area, or B427 and 429 in California. All of these things should tell us that this is not the time to step on the gas when it comes to reopening.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Biden administration is reportedly looking into flying migrants to the Canadian border to try to alleviate the pressure on the southern border. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made the request, hoping to find more room to process the surge of illegal immigrants who have come over the border in the last several weeks. Senator Steve Daines says that's a terrible idea. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the policies of the Biden administration have driven the situation to this point.
Well, it's a terrible idea. They need to focus on the root cause. Remember, it was exactly 2 months ago today when President Biden was sworn in. He did a couple of things that really unleashed this crisis. He stopped construction on the border wall. That sent a message to the rest of the world. We're not serious about securing our southern border. And then he reversed that Remain in Mexico policy, which created incentive now for these illegal immigrants to come to our border and cross. Yeah. We just heard that we're going to hit a 14-year high in February with illegal crossings. In fact, Biden's own Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, just said this week they expect to see the most crossings in the southern border in 20 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republican Julia Letlow won a Saturday special election in Louisiana, replacing her late husband who died before being able to take his seat in Congress. Letlow took 62% of the vote in the 12-way runoff election to represent Louisiana's 5th District. She becomes the first Republican woman to represent Louisiana in Congress. Luke Letlow won the seat in November, but passed away in December after a battle with COVID-19. A runoff was also held in Louisiana's 2nd District to fill the seat vacated when Cedric Richmond resigned to join the White House. Democrats Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson will advance to another runoff on April 24th to fill that seat. If you're looking for happiness, the place to find it might be in Scandinavia. Mike Fortier has the story from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
The annual World Happiness Report is out, and for the second year in a row, Finland ranks as the happiest country. Denmark comes in second. 9 of the top 10 countries are in Europe, the exception New Zealand ranking 9th. The U.S. 19th, down a spot from the 2020 study. As for our neighbors, Canada ranks 5 spots higher at 14, and Mexico is 36th. The report done by the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. The results released this week based on the economy, life expectancy, and public opinion. 149 countries ranked, and coming in last for the second year in a row, Afghanistan.
And it was another day of upsets in the NCAA tournament. 13th-seeded Ohio knocked off the defending national champions Virginia 62-58. 11th-seeded UCLA marched on after beating the 6th-seed BYU 73-62. And in just their second NCAA tournament game, the 14th-seeded Abilene Christian Wildcats shocked 3rd-seeded Texas 53-52. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.